Hi, I'm Robert.
I'm Jared.
And this is our August episode of Trailer Talk, where we talk about the latest movie trailers.
The latest? Was there a question there? Like, are they really the latest?
Well, some of these have been rattling around theaters for a couple weeks now.
God knows we've seen plenty of them.
Why don't we start with Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, because that's playing on the TV right next to us right now.
Nice.
Or it was. So, directed by Brad Bird, his first live-action feature. He did Incredibles, The Iron Giant, Ratatouille, starring Tom Cruise, Simon Pegg, Josh Holloway, I think, shows up. I don't know if he stars. Jeremy Renner in his... What's going to be, like, his first of several franchises now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's also going to headline the next couple Bourne movies. He's going to be in The Avengers. And I think they're angling for him to headline Mission Impossible after this. But I don't know if they're going to continue that since he's also doing Bourne. But,
yeah.
So what do you think?
I am speaking from the position of I never really watched any of the Mission Impossibles. I think I watched the first one, but if I did, I think I only watched part of it. It was kind of one of those movie series I was never all that interested in, but, and I'm not sure if it's just because I'm a little older now or what it is, but there's something about this trailer that actually made me semi-interested in what was going on in it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, what do you think? Because have you seen any of them?
Yeah, I've seen all three. I mean, it's been... maybe, I don't know, I'd say close to 10 years now since I watched the first one, but I do recall the second and third rather clearly.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I went, that was my first ever midnight showing, was I went to the rave to see Mission Impossible 3 with Tony Boyke.
Yeah.
So, in that one, I wouldn't say I had some love for it, but there were some things I enjoyed about it, particularly Philip Seymour Hoffman, even though he doesn't really do anything threatening in it. He's just sort of, Philip Seymour Hoffman as a bad guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks sort of generic to me. I mean, I'm going to see it just because I've seen the other ones, but I didn't see anything that particularly stood out from the others so far, I guess.
Okay. I can't really explain what it is. It could just be out because I'm seeing Simon Pegg and my mind's going, ooh, Simon Pegg. You know what I mean? Because my mind does do that from time to time. But there was, I don't know, there was just something, I'm not sure what it was about it that particularly interested me. It could be just something that was in the previous movies that I never watched those movies, so, you know, I didn't see it. But, you know, I guess I'm, it's not like I'm super interested in it, but I got some mild curiosity.
I don't know, you think it's noisy, or should we head?
Oh, you judge. Noisy in the car.
All right. I know. How about Contagion? Steven Soderbergh, it's like Matt Damon, Jude Law, a bunch of other people, and some sort of virus breaks out and starts killing people.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I should be interested in that one or not. Like, the first time I saw the trailer, there was part of me that was almost like, oh, this could be interesting. And then for some reason, by the end of the trailer, I had tuned out, like, immediately. I was like, eh, I don't care.
I will go see it. Probably we will go see it. But, I'd say it looks entertaining enough, I guess. I mean, I never saw Outbreak, so maybe some that is... I don't know, you've seen Outbreak, right?
Have I?
Well, you talked about it before, like you had, so I'm not sure if you actually did or if you're just aware of it.
I think I'm just aware of it.
Okay. Well, I don't know how much of it is a ripoff of that, but it... I don't know. It has some level of interest for me.
Okay.
I think maybe just because of the cast...
Yeah, I suppose. I'm not sure. I think it was just the plot that for some reason I tuned out on.
Okay, is that all we have to say about that?
I think so.
All right, now how about War Horse? Wait, actually, did we talk about that in our Cowboys and Aliens bucket? We may have, a little bit.
A little bit. I don't know, I really don't have much to say about that movie.
I think, same comment as before, I keep forgetting that Spielberg has another movie coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I will see it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I'll like it. It's based on, I think, a Tony-winning play. So, you know, gravitas, all that. Yeah. But it's not particularly compelling at this moment.
No, maybe I'm just not a horse guy. I don't know.
Equus Zero.
What was that one racing movie with the zebra?
Racing Stripes?
Yeah, I watched that one. That one was a movie. But yeah, I'm not particularly interested in this
one. Hey, that had a young Hayden Panettiere. She was brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
You just knew that there was a movie called Racing Stripes with a zebra.
I didn't even know there was a movie called Racing Stripes. I knew there was a movie I watched where there was wise talking flies and there was a zebra that raced.
That was an excellent trailer. I remember it played with Seabiscuit.
Oh, God.
I don't know. How about Adventures of Tintin, the other December Spielberg movie, produced by Peter Jackson and Spielberg, co-written by Edgar Frost, starring one of the kids from King Kong, Simon Pegg, and or not Nick Frost, co-written by Edgar Wright and co-starring Nick Frost, and Daniel Craig is the villain.
Yeah. I'm interested in it, one, because of the people involved in making it, and then two, based on what it's around, what it's based on. I mean, I'm not particularly knowledgeable about, you know, the Tintin series or anything like that, but you know, I know how popular it is, you know, overseas. So, you know, I guess I'm interested to see what kind of comes of it. That trailer's kind of odd, too, so it kind of leaves me questioning what kind of movie it's gonna turn out to be, you know what I mean? Yeah.
In November, we've got a very Harold and Kumar Christmas in a very 3D Harold and Kumar? Or is it a very Harold and Kumar Christmas 3D? Okay. The third of the series.
Yeah.
I'm interested in it, I get, as I think we both are, purely based on Neil Patrick Harris.
It's true.
And also their sort of very on-the-nose, fourth-wall acknowledgement of, yes, this is in 3D, yes, it's a gimmick.
There is something enjoyable about how much they're pandering the 3D in the movie, but my aversion to it is that the jokes are running thin, and they're starting to get old, and even Neil Patrick Harris is starting to get a little old when it comes to these movies. But there's enough of them in the trailer, and there's enough stuff that seems like it would be quite entertaining involving him, that I can't help it. I'm a sucker for Neil Patrick Harris, so but yeah, I mean, I saw the other two. I'm probably gonna see this one.
We also have The Woman in Black. That's Daniel Radcliffe's first post-Potter film.
Yeah.
I believe it comes out early next year.
Mm-hmm. Interested to see how he handles himself outside of a Potter film. I thought it looked at least somewhat interesting based off of what I saw in the trailer, but that could just be my, you know, kind of expectation from him.
I would say that the little girls are supposed to be creepy, and the nursery rhymes that are supposed to be creepy thing is getting way too old at this point.
But
I will acknowledge the cinematography looked great.
Uh-huh. And like you said, it's getting old, but there was something about, I think one thing that I might have liked about the trailer was there was something about this particular trailer that, for some reason, it is getting old, but it sort of worked a little bit for me. I'm not exactly sure why. It could just be like, maybe if this one had came a little bit earlier in the stream of these types of movies, maybe I would have been a little bit more interested than I am, but it kind of seems like it has the chance of maybe doing the creepy thing right, but I'm sure we'll see.
John Carter of Mars, coming out in March of next year, based on a series by Edgar Rice Burroughs, which basically has influenced almost all fantasy and sci-fi films since that released in the 30s. It stars Taylor Kitsch, who's in Friday Night Lights, and he was Gambit in the Wolverine prequel thing. And he and he's also headlining Battleship in May.
Yeah, he's going to be a busy cat.
Your thoughts? I will say I like the music that they scored to.
Yeah, they picked a pretty good song for that kind of song that really draws you into the trailer, kind of regardless of what's going on. It definitely gives the trailer a sense of scope. Whether or not the movie has that same sense of scope is going to be... we're going to find out eventually. I'm definitely interested to see if it can do it, but... it certainly seems like a rather ambitious movie. I mean, just based on how much is going on in the trailer. I mean,
yeah. I am somewhat confused that they kept the logo of JCM when they dropped the Mars part of John Carter of Mars, and that's just John Carter.
Yeah.
So that seems sort of odd.
Confusing.
Yeah.
For anybody who doesn't actually know where it's coming from. One I wanted to bring up, the I don't remember if we brought any. I think we may have brought up a little bit about it during the Cowboys and Aliens thing, but the Justin Timberlake with the countdown thing. What's that one called?
In Time, I think. In Time.
Something like that.
Sounds right.
Yeah, but that one. What was your impression of that one? Because I got at least a mild curiosity about that one, just to see.
I'm interested. I think it's coming out in September, October, which is typically dumping ground. So, and I believe they're shooting right now.
Yeah.
Still, like they're doing reshoots, which that close to release isn't usually a good sign.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, it is a high concept. I do like that.
Yeah. That I think that's what drew me to it. I want to see if it's going to be as confusing as the trailer somehow feels, because there's certain elements about the trailer that are rather confusing about what's going on. But Timberlake's had a fairly good track record with me so far. Bad Teacher aside.
Dude, he was awesome in Bad Teacher.
Yeah, he did that part better in Friends with Benefits.
Let's see. I think I have two more, and if you have anything after that, yeah, of course, talk about it. But The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1.
I have seen that trailer. It's coming.
And it's going to be epic.
November. Not in 3D, surprisingly.
Yeah. I've got my fingers crossed that it's going to be just as fucking ridiculous as I want it to be.
I'm looking forward to it, not ironically at all.
Yeah, weird, isn't it? Yeah, if you had told me a year ago that I would be semi-excited about the prospects of the last of the two, you know, the last couple, which... them actually splitting that into two, Jesus Christ. But yeah, you know, the last of the Twilight movies, me actually being excited, I would have called you a liar.
And you would have slapped me in the face.
Probably. But yeah, it looks appropriately ridiculous.
Yeah. It's going to definitely be an Academy Award nominee for all that excellent acting, direction, editing.
I'm sure we're gonna see a few Razzies.
Score. Special effects. I mean, dude, that's got to be airbrushing on Taylor Lautner's abs when he takes off his shirt in anger and runs in the rain.
Yeah, and I'm getting antsy. I need my harpo.
You need your harpo. Have you even seen any Marx Brothers movies?
No, I haven't. But I have watched the riff tracks.
I really need to sit you down and get you some more culture.
Yeah. I at least get why they keep calling him Harpo at the very least.
I don't know if he'll have much to do.
That's true.
Again, another thing that, well, from that article that we both read about it from Devin Faraci that made us excited about this movie, there's not a lot plot-wise that happens in Breaking Dawn. It's just a lot of build-up and crazy events and then no payoff.
We may not get all of it, all of our payoffs that we want from that's insanity from the books, but...
I think we're going to get at least a few of them somewhat. And I'm just hoping it's as appropriately ridiculous and insane.
I do hope they keep that ending.
Oh my god, yes. Please. Please, I need that. that would make the pain and torture worth it, almost.
And again, I'm sort of interested in the fact that, you know, it's split into two parts, and the second part isn't coming out in summer. It's a full year later, wow. next November.
Yeah, that's intense.
We're going to have to wait. They better have a heck of a cliffhanger.
They better. Yeah, that's all we can say.
Moneyball. That's the Aaron Sorkin written movie, Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill.
You told me for some reason was like the highest tested Sony trailer like ever.
Yeah, that was I think Vulture reported that it scored so high that Jonah Hill is now increasing his pay quote just based on all these based on reaction to a trailer, which wasn't the exact trailer that we saw. Yeah, I must admit,
I haven't seen the one that you said was the version. But
I'll say that just is the same. It's just a couple different cuts in there. A couple lines different.
I don't even know why. Like, it's not that it looks particularly bad, but
are you interested in the movie? I mean, it's a true life biography thing. I think it was Jonah Hill's character, not Jonah Hill, but Jonah Hill's character developed a new way of looking at baseball, where you build teams based on statistics, and some more interesting statistics than the ones that baseball teams would usually go by.
I did say early on that I was somewhat interested in the prospect of like Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill working together. That seems like a funny concept, but like aside from that, like there was, like I said, it didn't look particularly bad, but there was nothing that jumped out at me that it was like, yeah, I need to go see this. So I have no idea what everybody else is seeing in this trailer.
Yeah, I'm going to see it. It is Sorkin written, so I like that. You know, I like his work, and I don't know, the trailer doesn't quite hit me that hard, but it is definitely piques my interest whenever that comes up. Another trailer. That's The Muppets. You know, yes. They cut two or three fake trailers, and then they had an actual real trailer. I don't know how many of those you saw.
At least two or three.
Did you see the real one? The real trailer?
I think so.
Okay. So what do you think?
I'm interested. Yeah, hell yes. I'm on board. The prospect of a new Muppet movie, especially one that looks like it's done right, like this one appears to be, I'm all on board.
Yeah, I'm definitely on board. I mean, I didn't even need a trailer. You just showed me a poster.
Yeah,
the Muppets, exactly. November, I'm in.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you need. Yeah, definitely one of my more anticipated ones.
You have anything else?
Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, based on the best-selling book, which also had, you know, it's a trilogy of books. They were already all adapted in Swedish or Norwegian, I don't know, whatever the native country of the author is, they're already films. David Fincher is directing this adaptation, and it's starring Noomi Rapace, No, she was in the original set films. Crap. Okay, starring, I don't know, she was in The Nightmare on Elm Street, and the opening of The Social Network.
I see. Oh, yeah, I know. You told me about that.
Yeah, it looks completely different, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, and Daniel Craig. And Christopher Plummer, who always plays a villain, except for in this movie.
Good. As a, speaking solely on the trailer, I really don't know what to think of the movie in particular, because I've never read any of the books. I really don't know anything about the books or anything about the story at all. So just based on the trailer, it's a little vague. I think it's more pulling off of the idea of, you know, it's a book and you possibly know what's going on in the books. Speaking strictly of the music, it certainly is an interesting cover of Immigrant Song. It's kind of a weird industrial, like, with a female voice version of, like, Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song, so that's kind of interesting.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Scored by Oscar winner Trent Reznor.
Yeah. Say what you will about Trent. I did rather like his scoring of Social Network.
I think I'm going to see it. I mean, I did see the original trilogy, so I'm interested to see how it differs. I'm not sure it's going to differ that much.
I might have to get caught up on him before it comes out.
You don't need to. I mean, because you probably don't want to have both of those versions. It'll be a nice comparison when we actually review it of, okay, mm-hmm. I saw the originals, you didn't, what did you think? And
okay.
Be a good comparison, I think, maybe.
Right.
I will say that if this is successful, I'm rather interested in what they do with the other two, because...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to get into it here. I don't want to spoil it, but we'll say the other two films, at least, are sort of interesting and frustrating in what they do.
I say.
Happy Feet 2?
No. No, I didn't hate the first movie, but no.
Are you sure?
Yeah. What about you? Happy Feet 2?
Dude, I just hope there's going to be another jarring live action bit in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Here's one more we need to bring up.
Battleship.
Well, we talked about Battleship again in our first one, but I'm looking forward to it. I don't know. I'm going to see it.
I do have to agree with that one article I read of, why is this movie even called Battleship? Because they fire pegs. They're pegs. You get it? It's Battleship. Oh my God.
Arthur Christmas, the son of Santa Claus, I guess. No, you didn't. Well, I know you saw it. Maybe you don't remember it. But
No. It's
like, for some reason, the trailer is like fake documentary. I don't know if the entire movie is that way.
I got it.
But Santa Claus as a kid, and it's something.
Yeah.
With him, because I think all the trailers out right now don't have any summaries. There is teasers.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
No?
No.
Not at all?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Unless you track me to it, I'm not watching it.
Are you sure? No?
Let's talk about a movie I'm at least... not mildly, but more interested in that one. The Real Steel.
Oh, right. I don't think we've talked about Real Steel.
No.
We've seen the trailer with almost every movie this summer. Or at least 75% of the movies we've seen this summer have had Real Steel attached to it.
You got nothing, Hugh Jackman. We have to go back.
I like the music at one point of the trailer. Reminds me of the Proto Men for some reason.
Yeah.
When they're like, doing the middle of their, like, sort of end montage of the trailer. Showing the action montages and then building up to the final fight.
Yeah.
Again, like Fright Night, which I will say, I guess sort of a slight detour here, the Fright Night trailer,
mm-hmm.
when both of us saw it, we both came to the conclusion, okay, we don't need to see the movie. We've seen everything. It just walked us through the entire movie. They held back almost the entire third act.
Yeah, surprisingly so.
And again, with Real Steel, I feel like I've seen the whole movie now.
Then again, Real Steel's kind of following a formula we're a bit more familiar with.
Yeah, sports movie, but with robots.
Yeah, with Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
I, again, am sort of interested in why they haven't just branded it Rock'em Sock'em Robots, if they think that would be too ridiculous for people.
That's what it is. Let's not beat around the bush. That's what Real Steel is. It's Rock'em Sock'em Robots, the movie.
I mean, I am genuinely interested.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if there's a lawsuit brewing, because it is clearly Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yep.
I mean, or like Mega Man Battle DX.
Battle Network.
Oh, crap. Should we bring up The Dark Knight?
Oh, The Dark Knight Rises.
Has that trailer been out for very long? I don't know that we've seen
I think it was attached to Potter, so it's been about a month, I think.
When's that one coming out?
A year from now. Oh. About the same time that Potter came out, like a year from when Potter came out.
Wow. I suppose we don't have to talk about that one then, do we?
Well, we can touch on it since you brought it up. So, you know, it's mostly, I would say half of it is sound clips from the first two movies. And then we've got, what was it from the first two? Maybe it was film clips from the first two movies, but a sound clip from this movie. More then cut to Gordon in, like, a hospital bed, and then a quick shot of Bane in fighting in Batman, the rain or something.
Yeah.
Then choir music. Ha, ha, hoo,
ha, ha, hoo, ha, hoo, hoo. Yeah. I don't know. Do we really need the trailer to be interested in the movie? I mean, we're gonna go see it.
They could have just told us the movie's happening.
No, again, okay. like the Muppets, all you need is put a poster out and...
Okay, I'm on board.
Yeah.
You don't need a viral campaign, we don't need a flashy trailer, we don't need anything. You can just go, hey, it's happening.
Oh, wow, that's a new trailer right there. I haven't seen this trailer yet. Playing right now. Wow. Okay. But we can talk about the teaser because we haven't seen the full one. So, Alvin the Chipmunks, Squeak-tanic?
No, Shipwrecked. Shipwrecked.
Chipwrecked. Chipwrecked.
I have thankfully.
So the preview for
deity you have you above have not witnessed any of those movies.
Well, the teaser. Just has it's cut like the it's a bunch of I guess on screen text, and it's cut like the Transformers 3 trailers with a loud sort of deafening noise, and Transformers 3 and Inception.
You may lose your faith in yourself, no, in us, but never yourself.
And then it cuts to a shot of a boat with Alvin on the front, like DiCaprio on Titanic. And then just him singing and the squeak or not Chipwrecked.
And now I've got this very entertaining version of the of a Chipmunks sequel, only mixed with the Transformers trailer in my head.
Well, I'm sure someone's done it by now.
I would hope, because it's entertaining in my head.
So you in?
No, God no. I have avoided all of them up to this point. I'm not even going to understand what's going on. That continuity is thick.
But, dude, it's going to be great. It's from the writers of The Hangover 2.
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What about if they put it in IMAX 3D?
No. I'm driving the opposite direction of that.
What would the opposite direction be? Nashville or something?
Yeah. Hell. I will go to hell before I watch that movie. I don't want to see it.
See, I think this is the bit of the trailer I was talking about with the music, the Mega Man made. Yeah. Well, it's coming. Like, yeah. Yeah, right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't know. I think that's about every trailer.
That's all I can remember.
I'm sure there's... Oh, yeah, we had that horse documentary. What was the name of that thing?
Oh.
It was with 30 Minutes... I hadn't seen that before.
Oh, crap.
It's like the horse... It's like a real-life horse whisperer.
Yeah, yeah. What the hell was that called? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't... Yeah, it didn't capture my attention clearly since I don't remember the title of it.
It didn't register, no.
Oh, and there was one more. I think it was with Conan. Might have been with Fright Night. It was Drive with Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Drive. That was the first time I'd seen it. Not particularly interested, but it's a movie.
I do want to see it. I guess it's... Well, it's screened at Cannes, I think, as they had the award on there, like, winner, Cannes. But, clearly, yeah, early reviews have said it's really good.
Really?
Yeah, I think...
maybe we'll have seen it.
Well, I haven't read a review, but yeah, like, they're mentioning it offhand and, like, news stories related to the director. Devin Faraci of Badass Digest said, could very well be a masterpiece. But no review yet.
Well, clearly it's the prequel to Drive Angry.
I would love that.
The very serious prequel to Drive Angry. That's all I can think of.
All right. That, I believe, is everything I have. We did Tower Heist already, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I think we may have talked about that in,
yeah,
on the Aliens and Cowboys and Aliens, but there really isn't much to say about that movie.
Yeah.
At least not for me, anyway.
I think that's it, then, for this episode of Trailer Talk. I'm Robert.
I'm Jaron.
And, yeah, leave us feedback on our Facebook page,
if
the Wall of Sea Group. Or
still there after that rambling mess of trailers.
Or on our website, wallofseagroup.blogspot.com. That's W-A-W-A-S-E-E group.blogspot.com. And keep on listening.